The Black Echo by Michael Connelly. Copyright 1992 by Michael Connelly and performance copyright 1998 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. The Black Echo. This is for W. Michael Connelly and Mary McAvoy Connelly. I would like to thank the following people for their help and support. Many thanks to my agent, Philip Spitzer, and to my editor, Patricia Mulcahy, for all their hard work, enthusiasm, and belief in this book. Also, thanks to the many police officers who over the years have given me an insight into their jobs and lives. I also want to acknowledge Tom Mangold and John Pennicate, whose book, The Tunnels of Cu-Chi, tells the real story of the tunnel rats of the Vietnam War. Last, I would like to thank my family and friends for their encouragement and unqualified support. And most of all, I am indebted to my wife, Linda, whose belief and inspiration never waned. Part 1. Sunday, May 20th. The boy couldn't see in the dark, but he didn't need to. Experience and long practice told him it was good, nice and even. Smooth strokes, moving his whole arm while gently rolling his wrist. Keep the marble moving, no runs, beautiful. He heard the hiss of the escaping air and could sense the roll of the marble. They were sensations that were comforting to him. The smell reminded him of the sock in his pocket, and he thought about getting high. Maybe after, he decided. He didn't want to stop now, not until he had finished the tag with one uninterrupted stroke. But then he stopped, when the sound of an engine was heard above the hiss of the spray can. He looked around but saw no light, save for the moon's silvery white reflection on the reservoir, and the dim bulb above the door of the pump house, which was midway across the dam.